Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves.
Caleb Gardner, co-founder of 18 Coffees, you are going to be the very first Technori Off the Record guest. We are going to go off the record. We had a great show talking about what 18 Coffees does and all the digital landscape that you're working with clients on. But you have a background that is goes a little bit further than just the commercial usage. Net neutrality, which falls in your domain when it comes to, pun intended, falls in your domain when it comes to the impact that is going to hit your clients. But on a personal level, your political involvement and so on. I thought you'd be a good person to learn a little more about what net neutrality really means for people, what you're doing to try to help us not go to hell, and then sort of like what your experience is working with the Obama campaign and things like that. Like, tell me, are we screwed? What's going on?
Well, we have the potential of being screwed, I would say. And the reason for that is if you use the internet at all, which I'm sure most of you do.
Only a little.
Or in certain cases are building businesses off of the internet. What you don't want to have happen is that the big telecom companies are choosing winners and losers based on who is kind of lining their pockets and making sure that they get preferential treatment in terms of web traffic. And that's really the danger with not having net neutrality in place. Right now, we've got a system that's been formalized in 2014 by the FCC chairman under the Obama administration, a campaign that I actually helped on when I was working at OFA.
Who, by the way, was a fan of freedom of speech.
Yes, very much so.
Unlike the current regime. The current person who's been appointed.
Yeah, you shall not be named. Those rules really ensure fair treatment for every kind of internet usage, everything from, you know, streaming Netflix to going to your local newspaper. And what will happen if the FCC chairman does what he has declared that he's going to do in 2 days from now, which is December 15th, is that telecom companies like your Verizons, your Comcasts, et cetera, claim that they won't do this, but are really going to be incentivized to choose winners and losers. So Netflix, you might have to pay Verizon or Comcast $5 more a month to get Netflix, or, you know, $15 more a month to have a social media package, et cetera, et cetera. Some other countries actually have this system, and there's been some screenshots that have floated around the internet. It's not great for consumers. It's definitely not great for internet-based companies. The only people it's really great for are these big telecom companies that will get more money out of our pockets. And so there's been a huge backlash for this. If you go to battleforthenet.com, there's lots of very specific things that you can do, including putting pressure on your member of Congress. But it's scary to think what will happen if we go in this direction.
So what is your background and passion that gets you into this sort of thing? I mean, obviously, as a person who works in this industry and works in tech, I care a lot. But like, in addition to that, there's a lot that goes into learning how to make an impact. Where did you sort of learn the ropes and the political ropes to know like how to even have your voice heard?
Yeah, I mean, my work with the Organizing for Action, which is President Obama's political advocacy group, was probably where I cut my teeth the most. But I would say that anyone can really get involved in this work. Anyone can have a voice and make a difference. I spent 3.5 years really deep in the trenches of politics, and especially DC politics. But what I learned the most was that the people who are most engaged in this and who make the most difference are not the DC insiders. They're the everyday volunteers who are knocking on their senators' doors and saying, this is something that I believe in, and if you don't support it, I'm going to vote you out. They make a much bigger difference. Those of us who are political organizers, all we do is try to get those people activated because those are the people that, you know, people in seats of power actually listen to.
And that's the biggest challenge. Because I don't want to go deep into the political rail here, but like too late. But, honestly, I hear from people who gripe about Trump all the time. And I do, too. But like he got elected for the same reason that other people don't get elected, that they don't activate their voters. They don't get people out there to actually call and say, I'm not down with this. Like, we're not, like, you know, we And when I say we, I mean, I'm not even qualifying myself as like a Democrat, but like we as a people who don't, I don't know how to put it right, and you'll correct me hopefully. We as a people, I feel like, are very good at going on social media and bitching and moaning about what we don't like after it's happened. And then if time wears on, which Republicans are excellent at doing, is making time go by. Time goes by and your enthusiasm wanes. And when it comes time to vote or come time to make the call or do whatever's done, people don't do it.
Yep.
And that's the thing that, like, if you are that upset about whoever's in office for whatever side you're on, go rally your friends and people who believe like you do to go do something, like do something about it.
Yeah. And you would be surprised about how easy it is to actually get people's attention. Like if you organized a meeting in your backyard with 15 of your closest friends and called your congressman and said, hey, here's 15 of your voters, come talk to us. They're going to show up.
Yeah.
Because people don't do that.
Especially like, if there's free food.
They don't get a critical mass of their voters where they can actually hear. Like, members of Congress are actually desperate to hear from the people that vote for them because they want to know what you believe and what you stand for and the issues that are going to get you to vote for them. Like, They're desperate for that kind of feedback. But you're right. I mean, the biggest enemy is cynicism and apathy and just not engaging long term. And we have to realize that a lot of these issues are long term fights. And so we have to kind of keep engaged and keep involved. And that's the hardest thing because we all live very busy lives and we're all tired all the time.
Yeah. What do you recommend for those listening to get behind this net neutrality piece?
Definitely visit battleforthenet.com. They're a good aggregator of specific issues that you can take and especially specific people that you can reach out to, like your member of Congress, when it matters, and are really great at the timeline, too, when some of these decisions are made. That's probably the biggest thing other than making sure that some of these big telecom companies, especially if this gets handed down in a direction that we don't like, understand that if they start moving in this direction, consumers are not going to be happy. And so making your voice heard on the private sector side as well.
Very cool. Caleb, where do people learn more and stalk you? I mean, follow you to learn more about what you're doing.
Follow me on Twitter at Caleb Gardner or go to CalebGardner.com. A lot of my writing and various things I'm involved in are aggregated there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, man.
Of course. As always, you can follow me at Katoon and at TechNori on Facebook and Twitter. Boom. That's a wrap.